him over that.
KI-4DOS, Coney CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Feeder is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS.
DOS, WG4MC, two announcements, please, sir.
Good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in western Greenville County. Go ahead with your announcements there, Matt.
Yes, in the net, WG4MC, want to remind everyone that this weekend, Saturday, February 29th, is the South Carolina CUSO Party. It will begin at 10 a.m. and run through 8:59 p.m. for approximately 11 hours. If you would like to review the rules of the contest and find out more information, the website is www.scqso.com. Again, that's Sierra Charlie Quebec Sierra Oscar.com for more information. The second announcement is our neighbors to the north in North Carolina. We'll let the repeater drop a second. Sunday, March the 1st, will be the North Carolina CUSO Party, and that one will start at 10 a.m. and run through 8 p.m. that day. And if you like more information regarding the rules, the website is ncqsoparty.org. G'day, thanks so much for the time. Please check me in and out. Say hello to Ms. Troy for me. KI-4DOS, WG4MC, back to net control.
We do appreciate you bringing those announcements to the net. Does anyone need any feels on Matt's announcements? Matt, thanks for bringing that to us about the South Carolina CUSO Party Saturday the 29th. And then that's the South Carolina CUSO Party. And then the North Carolina CUSO Party will be on Sunday, March the 1st. Do we have any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. And check in, give your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portions of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute. Let's start the roll call with any Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. Over in Kentucky tonight, we're negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the...
Thank you, Mike. Fred in Traverse Rest. Mike 5 on November 4, India, Echo India. Negative and negative. Always listen to Swap Shop, though. Thank you, Gary.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim, up there in Kentucky tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there on your run. Have a safe trip. Get home to us safely. And N4HHC, that's Mr. Warren. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Good to see you on Saturday. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Hey, David. Check in WB4LOU. Ron and Pickens. And we'll be in and out.
DOS.
copy. James and Anderson, name and a name.
K4RXI handles Dale, located in Williamston. I have no traffic and would like to take something off of the swap net.
DOS? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Sounding good on the sideband net, too, buddy. I'd also like to say good evening to KD4OTW, Mr. James, down in Anderson. James, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Good to hear you on there again there, young man. And K4RXI, Mr. Dale, down there in Williamston. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And Dale, I'll be back to you to get your item you want to remove off the swap net in just a little bit. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
RQO, Kilo, Kilo 4, really quick operator. Cody over here in Cleveland, I got some items for the swap shop.
Good evening, KK4RQO. And I missed your name. Give me your name again up there in Cleveland.
God, your name is Cody, Charlie, Oscar, Delta, Yankee, QSL.
I appreciate you being with us, and I'll be back to you in just a little bit to get your items for the swap net. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in. Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KM4RGX, Mr. Carroll over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Carroll. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, Landon, Mobile, Greenville. Negative, negative.
4DOS on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, Mobile 85 North, no traffic, no table.
Yes? Please check in and out, KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
Yes. 7 Yankee Papa in 7YP Jack and Taters. I'll be around for the net after a while. Thank you, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KG4WNP. Mr. Landon, mobile over there around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Good seeing you on Saturday. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, out there mobile up on 85 North. Shane, you be careful out there on your run. Have a safe trip. Get home to us safely. and KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. I almost missed her call up, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Appreciate y'all being with us. And N7YP, Mr. Jack over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Be back to you after a while sometime. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you, sir.
I'd say good evening to Mr. Bill, KC4W, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. Herb up in Shelby. Also, I have something to list for SwapNet.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks, Gary.
DOS, can you please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And I have a couple items I'd like to put on SwapNet tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. I'll be back to you to get your item in. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And Dave, thanks for all the information you put out on Saturday. Good seeing you, and boy, we had a good crowd. Appreciate all you do for us there, young man. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry, and I'll be back to you to get your items for the SwapNet in just a little bit. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, and everybody on the net. And Gary, I'll be around for SwapNet. We'll get these items off there, over.
DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler on negative and negative night, Gary. Thanks.
DOS is dead. I have no idea what my placement is. Gary, I want to say good evening to you and everybody on the net. KJ4HIA Gene and KJ4KRH, my wife Robbie. Greg will down there. No traffic, no comments. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan, and I'll be back to you to get your updated items on the SwapNet in just a little bit. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KJ4HIA, that's Mr. Gene, and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, James. Up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
Yes.
and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI-4DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in Kilo-S-04. Juliet Romeo Kilo. John at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. It was very nice to meet you last Saturday. I got a face with a name now. Thank you for hosting the net. 7371.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Mr. Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, up there at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And John, I enjoyed it. We had a good time. Put out a lot of good information and got to see a bunch of folks that I hadn't met before. That's always good. But again, we appreciate you being with us, John. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Hollered in here and said I better put her on the list. K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's on the phone. I don't know if she's talking to Anthony yet or not, but if she is, I'll get him on the list later. Let's see here. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. I was on 80 meters working CW and had my squail chuck. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt Nimman, I'll be negative, negative, but listening for the swap net.
DOS, Foxtrot, Juliet, Taylor's negative. DOS.
You're picket fencing on me pretty bad over here. I don't know if you're mobile or on HT or whatever. Try it again.
N4SDA, Dave, down in Anderson. It's pretty windy down here tonight. You got me now, Gary?
N4SDS, Mr. Dave, down there in Anderson. Yeah, you come way up that time, Dave. It's pretty windy up here, too. Also like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. This is W4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. The traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Quebec. Ken and Dickens. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening for a while.
DOS.
Check in, W4SLT, Steve. I'm located in the South, I was going to say something. I'm in Walhalla. I'll be listening on the swap there.
4DOS. Please check in, Kilo
Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, you and Mr. Wynn, everyone on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene, he's over in Taylor's. And N4SDS, that's Mr. Dave, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And W4DOS, Mr. Tony, down there in Livonia, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tony. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KA2AXQ, that's my buddy Ken over in Pickens. Ken, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And W4FLT, Mr. Steve, down in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's up there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary, if you will check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. No traffic in the roundtable. Do tell my story that do tell my story that we say hello.
I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Stephen, I'll relay your message to Joy in a little bit. She's on the phone right now, so I'll have to wait. But appreciate you and Miss Jennifer coming along with us tonight. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Let's try it again all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha Bravo. This is Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, 7-3s.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor. KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative, negative.
DOS. Kilo November 4, Zulu Golf Alpha. That's KN4ZGA, Robert from Malden.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to W4KAB, Mr. Kenneth, up there in Arden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kenneth. And KI4THV, Mr. Danny, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And KN4ZGA, it's Mr. Robert down there around Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. And KI4DGY, that's our son Anthony. He's up there in Charlotte. He's on the phone with his mom. They get together just about every Wednesday night. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Host everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and then we'll go on to the rag queue after that, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had some folks with items they want to take off and stuff they want to put on, so we'll start with those first and see if there's any others. First enough, Mr. Dale, K4RXI. Dale, what can we do for you tonight, sir?
Gary, and thank you for letting me in. Originally, I had some of the GS-35B Russian tubes for sale and a cooler to go with it, and I'd like to remove those. I've already been sold.
Hey, Dale, I will take those off. I do appreciate you letting me know about that. That helps me keep my book straight.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate all you do for the net, Gary. Thank you very much. K4RXI.
Appreciate it. You take care. Next one up is Mr. Cody, KK4RQO. Cody, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I hope you got a cool piece of paper and a pen ready to roll because I got a whole radio station for sale. To start off with, we got a Yaesu FTM 3200DR. That's the Fusion mobile radio. Does about 65 watts. I'd like to get, let's see here, I had my phone here with all my prices on it here. Let's see here. Alright, okay, the radio was $100. I have a Mirage B320G amplifier for $400. That'll do a 200 watts sideband delay VHF amplifier. A Yaesu FT450 Delta, sell that for $500. A LDG YT1200 tuner. I'd like to get $150 for that. A Zerk power supply. Would like to get $25 for that, or would sell that with the amplifier for $450. And let's see what else. $50 for a 100-foot roll of RG Mini 8 coax, and $100 for an Antron 99 covered 10 through 20 meters. Believe that's about it.
Cody, you went a little bit too fast for me, mate. My pencil don't write that fast. We're going to have to go over this a little bit slower. The first item you listed was a Yaesu FT3200M for $100, correct?
Roger, and the Mirage B320G will say $450 for the amplifier with the Zerk power supply. The 25 amp power supply will say $450 for the pair, or would sell the amplifier by itself for $400.
I got that down. Give me the model number on that Mirage amplifier one more time.
G as in Bravo, 320, G as in Golf.
Mirage B320G, that's a 200-watt amplifier. You would like $400 for it by itself, or you would sell the 25-amp power supply with it for $450, correct?
Sure. Next up on the list is a Yaesu FT450 Delta HF rig. I would like to get $500 for that. And also, as an added note, both the 3200 and the 450 have had Mars modification done to them. So, you know, if you needed to do something in an emergency, those are ready to go for that. So, anybody who's interested in that is of it. But left of that one's $500. And it also has a LDG YT1200 tuner, Yankee Tango 1200 tuner, for $150.
Both of those down. You got a Yaesu FT450D, that's an HF transceiver, for $500. You have an LDG YT1200 for $150. And then you had some Mini 8 coax and an Antron 99. How much you want for the coax, and how much is it? You know, how many feet is it? And what do you want for the Antron 99?
$50 for the coax and $100 for the antenna, and if someone wants to buy that power supply by itself, it'd be $25.
That damn. The power supply is a 25-amp power supply for $25. You have some Mini 8 coax for $50 and an Antron 99 10-meter vertical antenna for $100. Correct so far?
If someone wanted to buy all this stuff together as one lump sum, I would sell it to them for $1,300 even there, Roger.
Howdy, Cody. How can folks get in touch with you?
That's what I'd be through my cell phone, and the number for that is 706-969-6462.
Our cell phone is area code 706-969-6462. We got her all down. Does anyone need any fields on any of these items that Cody just listed? Just for a few weeks, when you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight. Next one up is Mr. Herb, N4BXB. Herb, what can we do for you tonight, sir?
In the net, the N4BXB here. I guess you know, I told you before I sold my Kenwood 940 radio, and now I'm in the ICOM. I'm using ICOM stuff now for a change. And I've got still left over from selling my 940. I've got a Kenwood SW-200 meter. That's a standard the SWR and power meter that matches for with Kenwood. And it has one coupler with it. And it works just like it's supposed to. I just don't need it anymore since I sold the Kenwood. And I still have the Kenwood speaker, SP940 filtered speaker that I had left over too. $175 a piece for either one of them. That's it. Just don't need them anymore.
Give me the model number of that meter again. It's an SW. I messed it up and I can't read my writing.
SW-200 meter, and it has one coupler with it.
We got it down. And the folks can reach you via telephone at 704-487-1205, correct?
That's correct. If somebody wants both of these, I might make them a little better deal on both of them.
Sounds good. Does anyone need any fields on this Kenwood SW-200 meter that and one coupler that Herb just listed? As usual, we'll run these for a few weeks when you sell the size of these items. If you don't mind, let me know, and we'll go from there, keeping my book straight. And the next one up is N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down in Anderson. Jerry, what can we do for you tonight?
KI4DOS, N4DJC. Thank you, Gary. I've got a couple items here. I bought several radios back in November new, and I'm getting rid of a couple of them. The first one on the list is a Kenwood 2-meter handheld. It's 2 meters only. It's a TH-K28, and it's got the standard lithium battery on it, plus I have two high-capacity Kenwood lithium batteries to go along with it. It also comes with a quick charger, and I'm asking $150 for that.
Okay.
All right, the second one is a Kenwood dual-band mobile rig, 2 meters and 440. It's a TM-V71A. It's one of these, it does have the remotable head on it, but it doesn't have the equipment that you have to pay extra to get the cord and so forth to remote the head. But this is a mobile rig I used as a base station only. It's never been mounted. And both of these were bought back in November. I've got all the boxes and paperwork and so forth. Nobody smokes in the house, no pets, any of that sort of thing. I'd like to ask $225 for that mobile rig.
Yeah, let's see if we got all this right so far. First item was a Kenwood 2-meter HT. It's a THK20A. It has the standard lithium-ion battery, and it also comes with two high-capacity lithium batteries and a quick charger. You would like $150 for it, correct, so far?
That.
All righty, the next item you have is a Kenwood TM-V71A. That's a dual-band 2-meter 440 transceiver. Has never been mounted. You have the boxes and all the paperwork stuff that came with it. It does not have the cable for the separation kit on it, or does not have the separation kit, I would say. But it's almost brand new. It was bought in November, and you would like $225 for it so far.
50. The handheld runs 5.5 watts out, and the mobile rig runs 50 maximum watts out.
How can the folks get in touch with you?
Yes, sir, Gary. They can either text me or call me. Not too early in the morning. I'm retired and I don't get up real early anymore. The number is 864-642-7359.
Hey, Jerry, the folks can either call you or send you a text message at 864-642-7359, correct?
Yes, sir, thank you very much.
Welcome there, young man. Does anyone need any fills on these two items that Jerry just listed? And Mr. Dan, WP4 Fox Echo Echo down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what can we do for you tonight?
KF4DOS, this is WB4FEE. And that stuff that we had listed, I talked to you before, was a Heathkit HW101 for $200. It's sold. A Heathkit HD15 foam patch for $20 is sold. Heathkit HP23B power supply for $95 is sold. The Ico 717 electronic gear for $25 is sold. The Monarch Field Strength Meter SWR Bridge 15 is sold. The ICOM IC230 2 meter with no tone board for $25 is sold. So all of that can come off of the book, Gary. I appreciate it.
Well, we did good, but everything on that list was sold. That's real good. I'm glad that that helped that young lady out tremendously, and glad we could be of a little bit of help. And anytime you need anything else, you know where we are.
Roger that, Gary. I appreciate you. I got some stuff here I'm going to be listing pretty soon. I've got a couple of things wrote down. I got to do a little bit more research on them and check them out. And I'll be listing some stuff here with you probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks there. Over.
That sounds real good. You going to be around a little bit longer for some rag chew in just a little while?
Gary, probably not. I've got to work tomorrow, and I've got some things I'm trying to finish up here, so I probably won't. But tell Miss Joy hello, and it's good to hear you on here. And you always do a good job on this swap net, and we can't thank you enough for what you do. So you take care and have a great week, and I'll try to check in with whoever's on here tomorrow night. So at any rate, Gary, this is WP4 Fox Echo Echo Clear with you.
All righty, Dan. Well, you tell Miss Joan we said hello. Hope y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't you work too hard. Be careful out there on your running around, and be safe. Get home safely to Joan and the rest of us, and we'll talk to you later. And Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net tomorrow night. So come back and make his fingers dance across the keyboard. I think he uses a computer to do the logging. But anyway, Dan, appreciate you being with us, and we'll talk to you later. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Gary?
Jack?
Yeah, TS2000. It came with TS2000. I had listened. I'm reducing the price. I went down to $600 cash, Gary. One owner bought it at HR Atlanta. Sit on my desk doing nothing, and I just don't need it. It's excess to my needs.
We'll reduce the price on that Kenwood TS2000 to $600. That's a good buy for anybody. But, all righty, Jack, we got it reduced, and we'll read that again in just a moment or two. I think there was somebody else in there said contact. Go ahead.
Chris, this is Gene, KJ4AJ. I'm just getting over a bit, my volume is cleared up to pick up. And last year I'll be apart for 3 weeks. Your mind slipping About an accident, because I've had a, I've been described this bug for about a month now. So to see all that, to see all this, KF4DOS, K24HA, you can take my, I have my head on the swab jet dish repair table. Take off my soul, the iron, and all things worked out well, so you can scratch that off. I do not have the dates, so once you get, somebody's going to do a little paper chase. But anyway, good night and 73s.
All righty, Gene. Well, I hope you continue to improve. Get over that cold. I'm sorry you've been feeling under the weather. I thought last week you didn't sound too good, but hope you get feeling better. And again, tell Robbie we said hello. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
K4DOS. K4SLT. Sierra Lima Tango. You got it wrong earlier there, Gary. I have a one. I'm looking for a small tower that I can fold over, crank up, or combination of the both. But I need to have a metal base on the bottom of it, because I'm going to mount it into concrete that's already there, if you know what I mean. So I appreciate it very much. KI4DOS, W4SLT.
I don't know what I said, but I got W4 Fox Lima Tango. Is that correct?
No, it's Sierra Lima Tango.
And I apologize for that. That just proves one thing there, Steve. I am human. But we got it corrected, and got you looking for a small crank-up or tilt-over tower, one that has a metal base to it, so you can attach it to the concrete that is already there. Correct so far?
Yeah, that's correct. Like I say, 30 feet or would be more than adequate, but, you know, whatever comes up sort of thing. And I can be contacted at W4SLT at ARRL.net.
You've got your contact information as Whiskey 4 Sierra Lima Tango at ARRL.net.
That's correct. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your efforts there. 73, W4SLT.
Well, anytime I make a mistake, especially on your call sign, jump me on it. I do mine with a pencil and piece of paper. I don't do the computer logging like most of the folks do. I'm old fashioned, been that way ever since I started the net. I started calling the net about 14 years ago or so on Wednesday nights, and been here ever since. So, but anyway, we got you down looking for that little tower, and if we run across anything, we will let you know. Does anyone need any fields on this tower that Steve is looking for? Anything else they would like to add, or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, KG4WNP. Could you give me the contact information for that Kenwood TMV71A that was listed tonight, please?
Well, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry down in Anderson has that. You can reach him at 864-642-7359.
Copy, N4DJC Jerry, 864-642-7359, correct?
Oh, are you good?
Good, Gary. KG4WMP, back to net.
Hope you and Jerry can get in touch with each other over that. Well, let's see if we have any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUT, Mobile, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
KI4DOS. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, Holman, Moore, no traffic, no comments.
In Kilo November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Sequoia, Georgia, negative and negative.
Bridge again, Kilo, India 4, Mike Lima River.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Mobile around Traveler's Rest someplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ray. Be back to you for some comments in just a moment or two. And WU2T, Mr. Rusty, at a home over there in Moore tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. And KN4SMK, Mr. Doug, down in Tocoa, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, he's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net tonight is for sale. Fella has three copper J-pole antennas. He would like, they're 2-meter J-poles, and he would like $35 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. This thing has a 12-bladed rectangular connector on it, and they can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a UKITS TJ-5A. That's a four-band transceiver. It works 80, 40, 20, and 15 meters. Puts out about 20 watts. He has a microphone with it and a power cord, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Realistic HTX-100. That's a 10-meter all-mode transceiver. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-857D. This has the Mars upgrade in it. It has the separation kit. And he would like $500 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-920. That's an HF transceiver. Is the microphone, the matching Yaesu external speaker, the Yaesu power supply, and an antenna tuner, and he would like $1,100 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood SP940 external speaker. Has three filters in it. He would like $75 for it. He also has a Kenwood SW, a 200 meter with one coupler for $75. And he said if you got both of them, he would give you a deal. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT101ZD. He has an external VFO to go with it, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? We got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-2000, and he dropped the price to $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. But when you sell or find these items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know. I can take it back off my book, keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, give me the contact information on that TJ-5A.
Paul, you ready to copy?
Yes, sir.
And on the mountain have his say. Jacob, KM4GKD, Kilo Mike 4 Golf Kilo Delta. Jacob has that, and they said you could send him a text message at 864-504-1000.
1020, and or you could send him an email at kilomike4golfkilodelta@gmail.com. Copy?
That's a roger. The number was 864-504-1020 or kn4gkd@gmail.com.
You got it all, Walt.
Thank you, Gary.
KI4DOS, N4SDS.
Yes, sir, Dave.
Hey, Roger, can you tell me what deals are? I have forgot about them. Can you tell me what the deals are this year? Any club deals? I forgot about them to this now.
Gosh, I'm not positive, but I think they are $25 unless you're 65 or older, and then they drop to 20.
76, I think I hit in that $20 group, Ron.
There, Dave. But, yeah, I believe you get in the $20 group.
I'll still take them, I guess, won't
I? Mine last club me.
Hey, you get this old, you kind of forget about everything. You just kind of look and hope you see the sky the next day.
Well, my forgetter works better every day.
Hey, okay. Hey, I appreciated the wind blowing. Hey, my old beam I got down here, the rotor thing broke. Then turned it down towards Iowa, down towards Abbeville, down that way. It's all over the place. So, hey, I appreciate you coming back and telling me. Hey, y'all, you have a good one there. Hey, CAL4DOS-N4STES, we clear.
Appreciate it. Glad I could be of some help. Do we have any other check-ins? Or before we start the rag, you call KI4DOS. First on the stump tonight, that's Mr. Ray, K4SUG, out there on the mobile. Ray, you in your favorite parking spot yet?
Excuse me, Gary. Yeah, I'm in my favorite parking space, about ready to go in and get a cup of coffee, Gary. No, I've been out here all the time, and I got a problem with my radio inside. I don't know what happened to it, but the switch is on both power supplies, the HF and the 2 meter rig. Both power supplies got switches. It looks like it just blowed out. So I got to get me some new switches and put in those things and get them backed into operation again. Of course, this mobile don't get used very often much anymore, so it needs to have the dust blown out of it every once in a while. Let me know how it sounds. It seems to be working pretty good, and I'm right proud of my installation on it. It tucks in up here under the dash just like it belongs there. Over.
Sound it any better, I'd reach over there and touch you on the leg or something. Sound like you're right here in the room with me. It sounds real good. I've got a couple of those switches. I don't know if they'll fit your power supplies or not, but I'll dig them out. They in these drawers over here. I got some little cabinets with plastic drawers in them. I know I got at least two of them over there. I'll dig those out and see if I can't get them up there to you the next day or so. That way, you won't have to order one if we get these to work. I hate that happened over there, but that does happen occasionally. You know, we can't control everything, whether we think we can or not. But that mobile rig you got out there is sounding really good, and I've seen that installation, and I like it.
I did a lot of soul searching, Gary. I didn't want to cut no holes in the dash or anything like that, so I kept hunting for a place where I could stick them in there and keep them handy. The HF rig's hanging on the side of the console here on the driver's side, so I can get to it real well. And, you saw the 2 meter rig. It's sitting up on top of the console, back under the dash. And they're all working off of that number 2 battery, so I can leave the radio on without killing the vehicle. That makes a big difference. I like my dual battery system, Gary. It comes in handy every once in a while.
Excuse
you. Where you got that, I don't know what it's actually called. It's not an inverter, but that the piece that you connect both batteries up together with, so the alternator will charge both batteries. I've got one here, but I don't think it's big enough or heavy enough for what to put another battery in the truck. But I want to do that myself.
Well, I can. I don't have the information handy right now, but I got it handy where well, I can get to it and get the information for you. Well, there is another name for it, but I call it a splitter. You can call it what you want to. It separates the two batteries as far as feedback into the alternator is concerned. And the alternator will feed both batteries, but it regulates off of just one of them. It can't regulate off of both of them. You know, you have to watch out for that a little bit. Try to be sure that your batteries, you keep your batteries kind of balanced out. If necessary, put a boost charge on one of them every now and then if you pull it down too far. But they work pretty good, and it's got another function too, Gary. If you run your truck battery down for whatever reason, all you need is a short piece of wire. I got a little piece of number 8 cable with two PG clips on it. You can strap those two bolts right together on that splitter, and you got your battery jumped off over.